Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's great young royal redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
How are you doing, Wilford?
I'm doing great.
This is New Day with Rhett Palmer on WCNO 89.9
FM.
It's good to see you, my friend. How, yeah. I don't know, we've known each other for a long time. So what I want to ask you today is, this is a short little session, I want to ask you about your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So, and you've got a kind of a good story, a sort of a prodigal son story, right?
Yes, sir.
Were you brought up believing in the Lord?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you had a household of faith, and had you made a commitment to him when you were younger?
Well, you know, at a young age, because of how I grew up, and my grandmother, my mother, you know, that's all they stressed, my aunts, my uncles, my mama, daddy, you know, and growing up, I think I got baptized at a very young age, and I loved the Lord. But then, you know, I got a little older, went off to college, and...
Wine, women, and song?
You call it whatever you want.
Where'd you go to college?
Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I used to see there were a choir down here.
I used to be in the gospel choir.
Where are you?
They also have the concert choir.
Yeah, they would come here and they'd predominantly black, and it was and they'd come up the aisles of the church and I'm in heaven, man.
Yeah. My daughter was in that choir.
Really?
One of my brother was in that choir.
The old black lady.
She passed. Dr. Steele.
She was so nice to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Who couldn't love her? She exuded. You would have liked her. She was really nice.
Yeah.
And so it's just really glorious the way they do this, and it's predominantly, like I said, predominantly black, and there seems to be a gifting from Negro spirituals or whatever that, wherever that comes from, but, you know, I got to find an excuse for you not to make a recording together.
I know.
I love your voice.
Hey, I love your voice.
Yeah. And I read Negro spirituals. I used to think that maybe I was black in the last reincarnation.
Well,
scripture said there is no reincarnation, but I don't know.
Until you moved in the county, you know. You were black in New York, and you got here and got caught up in this conservative, diehard conservative movement, and then you remember, well, I'm white.
You know? We're going to talk those things. I learned that Jews are supposed to have big noses by a guy who's a Jew, you know? Oh, I didn't know that stuff was never taught.
Yeah.
You know, my house, we just loved everybody.
Yeah.
You born in a household of faith,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to college, and what did you do for a living?
What did I do
after
for a living?
You graduated from, what did you do?
Retail.
Retail.
I was in retail for 35 and a half years.
That's a long time.
It was. And had the ups and the downs, you know.
Yeah.
It's
amazing what
it's not for the week.
Did you ever read the book, Why We Buy?
No.
I bought that book years ago. I only read a little portion of it. I want to find an old copy of it because it's amazing what it talks about. It's called Why We Buy, and it's like now they learn, like, you're going through a store. And when people come, well, I just want some aspirin at the drugstore, and I just want this. So you go, and you don't grab a basket. All of a sudden, that limits what somebody's going to buy. So what they do is they have baskets at the end of the counter in the back, so all of a sudden you can get the basket and start filling up, because that's what people tend to do. So you increase your sales. Little secrets like that. Now, I want to get back to your faith. So you get back from college,
mm-hmm.
and you're working in the retail business. But at this point, you've strayed away from, you know, church and everything.
Well, I was still going to church.
Yeah.
When I could, because, you know, in retail, you work a lot of Sundays.
Okay.
But, you know, I still pray. I still ask God for forgiveness. But I also enjoy life.
End up later on, you know, drinking a lot.
Yeah, I drank a lot. Yeah. That's when I started with Kmart. I started drinking a lot. I guess I wasn't used to people, you know, treating people a certain way. I come up from a family that said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Me too.
And gave people respect. But,
yes.
You know, you And I struggle with how people talk to people, and you know, in the back of your mind, you want to, like, go off.
Yeah, I know. I got a friend who works for Uber, who does the Uber thing, and I've been thinking about doing Uber. He says, well, 80% of the people are real nice, but there's 20% when they get in that in the back of your car, they think they own you, like they're some sort of slave driver.
I
have a great disdain for arrogance. You know, even in the scriptures, the Lord says, even a proud look is an abomination to God.
I agree.
A proud, you know, attitude.
And in my younger years, I was a little radical, and so when people talked to me crazy, and you know, in the back of my mind, I just want to just help you out.
Yeah. And I'll be out of the store.
I wanted to help you out back then. In those days, little 21-year-old fella right out of college, and just as radical as he could be. But it was God, my mama's and daddy's prayers that kept me focused.
So what happens when you you end up, I know, because I know you as a friend, and you've told me this story many times, you end up sitting in your chair, you got a bottle of alcohol, and you actually hear the voice of the Lord. So you've really gotten addicted to the alcohol, like I once was.
You know, my wife used to tell me, you drink too much, you're drunk. I said, no, I just enjoy drinking. You know, you made a game, you made it funny. And one day, 20-some years ago, I was home. I think it was on a Friday. I'll never forget it. And I had a liter of Jack Daniel. And I love my Westerns. And I was home that day after work watching a Western movie. And I kept hearing the voice of the Lord say, if you drink that, I'm going to kill you today.
You're going to die today.
If you drink that, you're going to die today.
And I told
the Lord, I'm going to drink that, and him and I can talk about it on a Monday. That's what I told him. I said, you and I are going to discuss this on a Monday. I said, now I'm going to hang out with my brothers for the weekend. I'm off the weekend, and I'm going to enjoy life.
I'm going to dull my senses with this alcohol.
And I still watching my Western movies because I love Westerns.
But you didn't open up the bottle.
I did not, because I knew what he said. And I understood the scriptures. See, when you understand the scriptures, you could be talking crazy, but let me tell you, when you understand the scriptures, and you know that God is not play,
God is not man.
You could be right. And so, after about an hour, I just kept feeling the Holy Spirit on me, and I just started crying. I'm crying like a baby. And I jumped up out of my chair, threw my arm out, just like this. I stretched my arms out. You know how to cross out. They have Jesus nailed on the cross.
Yeah.
I stretched my arms out, and I said, Lord, take that taste out of my mouth.
You mean the desire for it.
That's right. Immediately.
Instantaneously delivered.
I was set free.
That is amazing.
Immediately. 21 years, I haven't taken a drink. No craving. I remember now, I used to drink every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there.
Stress was like wearing me down to a point where I almost became depressed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
I couldn't imagine life without. I didn't drink until I was 50 until my mom died. And then I said, I couldn't live without this at 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
But then it became an addiction. I had to call out at 2 o'clock in one morning. I called out on the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, I've been trying. You know, I'll travel all around the United States. Where am I going to try? I said, tomorrow night I won't drink. Tomorrow night I won't drink. Never happened. And then finally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. I humbled myself, and within days found myself in a 12th. I was not instantaneously delivered like you were, but I have many friends who were.
But here's the catch.
Yes.
I was not a habitual drinker until I got transferred to Vero Beach in 89. Now,
what does that
because,
say
no, I'm telling, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yes, sir.
Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Fort Lauderdale. Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Marathon. Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Metro Atlanta or Tennessee or Plant City or Fernandita Beach or Crystal River. Nobody knew Wilford Hart. They knew his name, but they didn't know his daddy name.
Your father lived here.
As soon as I got transferred back this way, Never wanted to come back.
Accountability.
That's Mr. Hart's son. That burden.
I don't want to hurt my father's
that
reputation.
That burden.
My father was famous. He was one of my first guests 30 years ago.
That burden now back on me.
Yeah.
When I left here at the age of 17 and went off to college, I was free. Now I'm no longer Mr. Hart's son. Even though I'm Mr. Hart's son,
you're living in
nobody place. Knew who my daddy was or is.
So what happened?
I see. What happened?
Yeah.
I started drinking. I started hanging out with the elite of the elite of any who got it.
Yeah.
The lawyers, the was the you name it, and all us, like every day, consumed me.
But the Lord delivered you of that.
He did.
And you haven't touched a drop in how many years?
21 years.
21 years.
21 years.
And so how is your relationship with the Lord now?
Oh, man, I'm a deacon in the church. I teach the adult class Sunday school. On my Facebook page every morning, I'm talking about Jesus in the morning time to encourage folk. And believe it or not, some of the most, some lawyers in this town, doctors and other folks that are on my Facebook page, politicians, they're so encouraged that privately they tell me, Wilford, don't stop what you're doing. I didn't think my message was getting out. But you just never know. Everybody don't respond, good morning.
But they're observing you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And
well, Wilford, we're about out of time. Wilford Hart's been my friend for many years. Give me a 20-second quick opening. If you want,
Father God in Jesus. Heaven, we come before you right now. First of all, we have to ask for forgiveness of our sins.
Please forgive.
And once we ask for forgiveness, then we commit ourselves to God. There's a couple of things you just need to know. That Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. And if you believe that Jesus died, you believe that Jesus was buried, you believe that Jesus rose on the third day, you are saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Wilford Hart, and it's great to see you again.
Yes.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadulo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 or visit bathroomsofmybarspecialist.com.
Cold.